God, as I look at Peter's life, show me how he became someone who followed you so fearlessly and wholeheartedly. And do in me what you did in him.
Day 4. I start by pausing and taking some deep breaths. As I breathe in, I think of the cares of my day. And as I breathe out, I consciously put those cares in your hands, God. God, I remember you are here, and so I prepare myself to meet with you.
Today, we look again at Peter's teaching of who we are as members of God's church.
Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Peter calls us a chosen people, God's special possession. We are precious to God. While we were still sinners, he died for us. We are children of God, so we can approach our Father with the complete assurance that we are loved. Father, plant the truth that I am chosen and special to you so deep down in my heart that, like Peter, it becomes the core of my identity. Transform my life with this truth. Replace the lie that I need to reach some standard before I can talk with you, with the truth that as a loving Father, you always want to be with me. Use this truth to set me free. Thank you, God, that the Bible is your living word. As I listen, please speak to me through it. Holy Spirit, I'm listening for a word or phrase that you might want to say to me today.
Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Father, thank you for the truth of your word which transforms my mind and sets me free. I want to live in the freedom that comes from knowing that I am loved by you. Show me how to share with others the freedom that I've found so they can be set free too. God, as I finish this time, I say yes to you. I say yes to what you've revealed to me through your word, and I say yes to anything you're asking me to do. Father, help me to trust you. Jesus, help me to live like you, and Holy Spirit, help me to recognize your voice. Amen.